Hiring for your small business? If you're not looking for professionals on LinkedIn, you're looking in the wrong place. That's like looking for your car keys in a fish tank. LinkedIn helps you hire professionals you can't find anywhere else, even those who aren't actively searching for a new job but might be open to the perfect role. In a given month, over 70% of LinkedIn users don't even visit other leading job sites. So start looking in the right place. With LinkedIn, you can hire professionals like a professional. Post your free job on linkedin.com/recommend today.
99.9 KISW, the Rock of Seattle. Now, you listen to our dumbasses a lot in the morning.
Yes.
But maybe you'd like to get inside the minds of the ladies on our show. Yeah, I don't know if you know this, but Vicky B and Sarah, they go in the studio and, well, they talk about things that only they talk about. How about that, huh?
That's a good sell.
Yeah, it's called The Broadcast because, get it? They're broads and they're on a broadcast.
Rude.
Hey, I actually like the name of that, yeah. I have to say. You can get The Broadcast and all of our great podcasts. Just go to radio.com, look up The Broadcast, and you'll get Vicky and Sarah dissing on life, baby. Go to radio.com.
Let's play Beat Mix.
It's time to play the game. So everybody scream his name. Beat Mix, don't be a loser.
Beat Mix, and it's time to pump it up for Monday. Hopefully this gets everybody pumped up. BJ, I hope you're pumped up from your weekend of board gaming late into the morning.
I'm ready.
I love it.
I'm almost pumped.
Well, let's get to our contestants and see if they're pumped up. We've got Corey and Roy. Corey, are you there, sir?
Yes, I am.
Nice. What's he playing for, Steve?
Up for grabs, tickets to check out Trevor Noah. He's going to be over at the Tacoma Dome on December 13th. Go to KISW.com for all the details. You want to see Trevor Noah? You can get your tickets now at Ticketmaster.com.
All right, Steve, get out of here. For those playing at home, Corey will have 60 seconds to answer 10 questions. Corey, you can pass all you want, but you will only get 3 guesses per question. Are you ready?
Yes.
According to the song Take Me Out to the Ball Game, the singer wants you to find me what snacks?
Cracker Jacks.
And?
Peanuts.
Yes! United Nations headquarters are located in what city?
Washington, D.C.
No.
New York City.
Yes! Who was the Roman demigod best known for his strength?
Hercules.
Yes. In which decade did seatbelts become mandatory in cars in the U.S.?
80s?
No.
90s?
No.
2000s?
No. Bali, Caspian, and Javan are 3 extinct breeds of what big cat?
Tiger?
Yes. Which country has more than half of the pig farmers in the world?
America.
No.
Pass.
1, 2, 3, 4 correct.
Oh, I don't think it's happening today for you, Corey.
You never know. Yeah, Steve could already be checked out.
I know.
Yeah, it's probably not going to happen. Yeah, but I mean,
it's
hey.
It's all over.
Give him some hope.
Crying.
Give him some hope. Because that's all you need, right?
This isn't Star Wars, buddy. There's no new hope for him.
Wow. All right, then. Well, Steve, are you ready?
Oh, yeah!
According to the song Take Me Out to the Ball Game, the singer wants you to find me what snacks?
Peanuts and Cracker Jacks.
Yes! United Nations headquarters are located in what city?
New York City.
Yes! Who was the Roman demigod best known for his strength?
Hercules.
Yes. In which decade did seatbelts become mandatory in cars in the U.S.?
The 1970s.
No.
1960s.
Yes. Oh, yeah. Bali, Caspian, and Javan are 3 extinct breeds of what big cat?
Ernie Ladd.
No.
Tigers?
Yes. Woo-hoo. Which country has more than half of the pig farmers in the world?
United States.
No.
Canada.
No.
Russia.
No.
Crap.
Which weekday marks the start of Lent?
Oh my gosh. Sunday.
No.
Monday.
No.
Wednesday.
Yes.
Duh.
Which country did the U.S. make the Louisiana Purchase with?
France.
Yeah. What year of the late 70s was the movie Alien released?
78.
No.
77.
No.
79.
Yep, but you're too late.
Damn it.
1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6, 7. But it doesn't matter. 7 to 4.
You win.
You win.
Ah!
Whoa, hulking out right there.
Because I'm the man.
You are.
You're the man.
I don't know what's more irritating, the song or Danny's dancing.
Not Steve's dancing?
No, Danny's irritating me today.
He's doing this little weird finger twirl right by his crotch.
Oh, really?
I call it the windshield wiper.
Oh, I didn't see that.
I couldn't help but see it.
See, the papers are obscuring that.
Oh,
thank God I've got papers in front of me.
It's weird.
Don't need to see you do the butt wipe or whatever the hell it's called.
The windshield wiper. Whatever it is.
The
butt wipe is a whole different dance.
Okay.
It's from the twerking family.
Yeah, don't need to see that either.
Yuck. All right. The country that has more than half of the pig farmers in the world.
I have a guess based on a movie.
Really?
Yes. Ireland?
No.
Oh, I thought.
What movie?
Snatched, because they talked about.
Oh,
wasn't that the movie
farmer.
Where the pig farmer?
Yeah, yeah.
I thought maybe that's why.
It's a good call, but you just got to think about the most populous countries in the world.
How about Bombay? Mumbai?
No, that's not a country. That's
India.
No, not India. China.
Oh, China. I don't know why I thought, yeah, you're right. You said country. I even said Ireland. I'm an idiot.
Never mind. I quit. And then you figured out that Alien was released in 1979. Unfortunately, too late.
Too late, Stevie.
But it didn't matter. You still won with 7 correct.
Yes. That's right. Caller 7 at 206-421-ROCK. ROCK is 7625.
All right.
You want to get dumped? I will tell you how you're going to get dumped.
I don't want to get dumped.
You don't want to get dumped?
No.
There's red flags.
Uh-oh.
That'll tell you if you're getting dumped or not.
Okay.
All right, let's see. Who's, Vicky's not in a relationship.
Yeah. Your daughter's in a relationship. Danny's in a relationship.
That's true. All right, we'll give him some red flags to look at.
I mean, we're in relationships, too. Marriage is a relationship, brah.
You think my wife moving 2 states away and hardly talking to me is a flag at all?
Well, it's been working so far.
Yeah, it has been working. I mean, you know, I go down there and she lets me come down and stay with her when I do go down there.
That's nice. She's telling you to go get a hotel. That would be weird.
That, I mean, I keep waiting for that to happen. Like, you know, you're kind of bothering me.
You're kind of just kind of cramping my space.
Yeah. New survey asked people which of these red flags would make them stop dating someone. So in other words, this is activity that you do that they'll go, okay, I'm dumping you.
Banging other people.
Banging other people. Is
that
on the list?
Survey says.
Yeah, it's interesting. I imagine you would it's not something that you would tell anybody you were doing. Though, that they're very jealous and don't like it when you hang out with your friends instead of them. So in other words, if you start being overly jealous of your partner and their friends and them hanging out, they said almost 8 in 10 people say they would dump somebody over that, which I'm happy to hear because I feel like a lot of people put up with it. And stay in a relationship when their partner gets overly jealous and doesn't let you have your own life.
It's the nicest. I mean, I think actually my wife encourages me to hang out with my friends more than with her sometimes because I think she just likes having her time with Lulu, our puppy. But like whenever I want to go to a concert, unless it's something that she absolutely wants to go to, she's like, you want to see if Ted wants to go with you? I'm like, all right, that's a sign. Okay, I gotcha. I'll go.
Yeah.
I mean, never does she give me crap about it.
Yeah, my wife's always been good like that. I've always made up that she wasn't, but actually she's good like that. And I mean, you know, she's got her own life down in California. It's like, that's just who she's always been. She's done her own thing. We just happened to really, you know, hey, let's get together and have a marriage and raise some kids. But now the kids are gone.
And so is she.
And so is she. But, you know, I think that's what, you know, really hurts a lot of marriages is people don't have their own lives. They don't like, you know, you go do your own thing and then you get to hang out when you hang out. But then you go do stuff that doesn't involve them because you can't be like congruent with every damn hobby and thing you like.
Yeah, it's fun to miss each other every once in a while.
I get that.
Well, you get it more than most.
It's very, very true.
I'm curious, what would be the red flag for Vicky?
Probably if I see him like texting other girls and if we're in a relationship, which I don't do for reasons, but. If I see him actually texting and hanging out with other people, I'm like, all right.
You mean other chicks?
Yeah, other chicks.
Oh, really?
Like texting his dong or just regular texts?
Well, like, you know, both-ish. Because if I'm actually going to do the relationship thing, I think I'd want to do it right.
Oh, so I thought you weren't going to be a monogamous marriage person.
Age comes wisdom, BJ. Wow.
And it's kind of hard to find somebody that can do the non-monogamy thing and, like, be okay with it. So I'm just like, okay, that's probably out the window.
But if you do find somebody
if we set the rules as monogamy, then that's the rules.
Then they can text other women at that point,
yeah,
right?
Yeah, if we do the non-monogamy, they can do that. But if we set the rules and they start texting, like, hanging out with other girls, like, well, she's just my friend. I'm like, I don't hang out with dudes when I'm in a relationship. Like, why would you?
Do you have, like, a rule book, like, contract, like Sheldon from the Big Bang Theory?
Yeah,
you need one, man. Yours is complicated as my social network phone call contract.
Right. Then you have a monogamy rule book and then a non-monogamy rule book.
It's like, what's the plan here, buddy?
Yeah. Which rule book do you want, sir?
So I know when to get mad and when I'm justified to get mad.
The number two reason that people will just dump you, the red flag they see, is that you're really flaky and constantly cancel plans at the last minute. Again, 8 out of 10 people say, you know what, if you continue to do that, we're not going to be in a relationship. I know Sarah's big on that. She hates when people flake out on her.
Well, I mean, after a while, it's like, okay, look, we're trying to have a relationship. I want to go on dates. And if you keep blowing me off, then why should I do this?
Isn't that the Northwest, though? People are real casual about scheduling and all that.
Hiring for your small business? If you're not looking for professionals on LinkedIn, you're looking in the wrong place. That's like looking for your car keys in a fish tank. LinkedIn helps you hire professionals you can't find anywhere else, even those who aren't actively searching for a new job but might be open to the perfect role. In a given month, over 70% of LinkedIn users don't even visit other leading job sites. So start looking in the right place. With LinkedIn, you can hire professionals like a professional. Post your free job on linkedin.com/recommend today.
You think?
I don't know if it's the Northwest or if it's just now.
You may be right. I mean, I've lived here for almost 20 years, so you're right. I don't know what the rest of the country's like. But I know here people are just more casual about scheduling. And if you cancel or whatever, it doesn't seem to be a big deal. If you don't show up, it's not a big deal. And they don't understand why somebody might get mad at them for that. So I don't know if you're right, Steve, if it's just the way it is right now, as opposed to just being geographical. And how about they keep bringing up their ex on a first date?
Oh, I've ended like that. That has been a date breaker. Like, I would not go on a second date if any of them keep bringing up their ex, or if they're just like constantly talking about, like, you know, relationships from back in the day. Like,
yeah, who needs that?
Like, I just met you. I don't care about the guy who you used to see naked.
Here's a red flag that also happens. Some of these are on the first date. How you are to your server. If you're rude to the server on your dinner date, 7 out of 10 people say we're out. Or flirting with people in front of you. There are people that do that. That's number 5 on the list. They're flirting with other people right in front of you. I think that's better than flirting with people and you don't know they're doing it.
But, I mean, in that situation, for all you know, it could go back to the jealousy one. It's case by case, because some people are just very friendly. Like, that's just their style. They're not being flirty, but in the eyes of someone else, they might think they're being
flirty.
My wife
is like that. A lot of people give her a hard time thinking that she's trying to pick up other
hard
dudes.
Hard time, huh?
Yeah, well, you know. And but, you know, it is in conflict with number 1, which is, there, you know, if you're too jealous of me and I can't be with my own friends, I'm dumping you. But if I see you flirting in front of me, I'm dumping you. Okay.
Yeah, but being flirty and being friendly are two different things.
Yeah, and some people have a hard time with that line, like you said. They don't know what it's hard to know.
I think if you let them grope you, then that's kind of like, okay.
Oh, okay.
That's when it stops.
That's the time. Okay.
That's my line.
BJ and Migs, mornings on The Rock, 99.9 KISW.
The Rock of Seattle. The New York Post has compiled a list of jobs that celebrities had before they were celebrities. And there's some good highlights. Of course, Eddie Vedder. We all know Eddie here. He used to work nights as a hotel security guard.
Kind of like the Rev.
Yeah, and look how Eddie's life turned out. And then look how your life turned out, Rev.
Yeah, we're along the same paths. He makes
really
amazing music, and I listen to the music a lot of the times.
Yeah,
you guys. He wrote Even Flow. Sometimes if you eat something weird, you have an even flow.
Yeah, mostly uneven.
Okay.
Don't need to get into that.
Geez, I'm having coffee, guys. Come on now.
Oh, let's talk more about it then.
Yeah, hell.
He wrote a song called Porch. I'm sure you sat on a porch.
I have.
Yeah. How about that?
There we go.
All right. Mm-hmm. Jennifer Aniston, she was a bike messenger and a waitress.
I wonder do you need to put, if it's an actor or an actress, waiter or waitress.
You're
down?
Right. That's just what they all do.
Isn't that what they all do as they're going for auditions and trying to make it in the world of Hollywood? They're working in L.A. as a waiter or a waitress.
Bike messenger is interesting, though, because we get a lot of bike messengers that come around here in Seattle. How cool would that be? If, like, oh, look at that.
Yeah. All of a sudden she brings you Jimmy John's.
Yeah.
Freaky fast.
Julia Roberts, the pretty woman. She was a Baskin-Robbins ice cream scooper.
Nice. I would love that job.
As like, I mean,
which one, Baskin Robbins or Ben and Jerry's? Because now they've opened up places.
Oh,
yeah, Ben and Jerry's is like they have that one at Bellevue Square, and I'm like, okay.
Well, we were in Vegas after a couple of drinks. You're walking around like in whatever hotel it was in, and there was a Ben and Jerry's store still open at like 2 a.m.
Oh yeah,
it was amazing.
Oh yeah, Demi Moore was a debt collector.
Oh, that'd be awesome if she showed up at my door.
Yeah, man, that's not horrible. Bill Murray.
Mm-hmm.
He used to sell chestnuts outside a Chicago grocery store. That was a long time ago. Really? Selling chestnuts?
What's he like, 70 years old?
I think he's close to it, yeah.
I wonder how good of a job that was.
What did that have to be like in the... Well, to be 70, he had to be born, what, in the 40s? So that's... that's like a long time ago in a galaxy far, far away. Whoopi Goldberg. She used to work in a mortuary making up dead people's faces. Wow.
Oh, I didn't know that.
That's a fascinating job. God, I would love to talk to her about that.
I'd get fired day one. They'd be like, Steve, you just painted all their faces look like the members of KISS.
Yeah, you'd be done.
And that guy's David Bowie. This is ridiculous. You made the ultimate warrior over there.
Oh, dude, that would be awesome if you had that job. They should. That's a great idea. Just when we have a viewing, let's just paint Dad up to look like something cool.
Bro,
like that, like Spider-Man or something.
If I die, I guess when, it's not an if. Well, you never know. It's science.
Oh, science!
You guys have all...
We can paint you up any way we want?
No, it could either be one of the members of KISS, preferably Ace Frehley.
Okay.
But I'm okay with either any of the other ones, or the Ultimate Warrior.
Yeah. And there's no... Look, if we're going to make you as a member of KISS, why don't we make you as the guy you want to be? You know what I mean? It's like we have all the paint.
That's true.
Unless we just wanted to punk you and go, no.
I mean, I'm okay with any of them. Even Fox. You can put.
Oh, we'll make you the Fox?
Yeah, that's totally fine. And then I'd have to be in a KISS casket.
Of course you do. And you can get that at KISS.com.
That's KISSonline.com. Yeah. Get it right, Gene.
Oh, sorry about that. I'm too busy trying to trademark the rock horns. That's a very, very odd job that Whoopi had. Oh, man, I'd love to talk to her about that. That's just like, whoa.
Yeah, what was that like?
Yeah, man.
It's the lukewarm topic of the day.
And did you upset anyone with how bad of a job you did?
Oh, good call.
Because I remember seeing my grandpa when we did the open casket, and it was like, it looked like him, but it wasn't really.
My dad did not look like himself. Yeah, he did. My mom actually looked pretty good, but my dad didn't. I mean, my dad did not. They put a wig on him. Because he did have cancer, and so he lost all but and the wig did not look like any kind of hair he's ever had in his life.
Oh, that's weird.
Yeah, so he looked really weird. So, based on this list of the odd jobs that celebrities had before they were famous, how about you? What was the oddest job you ever had? 206-421-ROCK, and you can also text us at 77999. Let's go to Al in Bothell. Al, you are on the Rock.
Good morning.
Good morning, Al. Welcome to the show.
Yeah, I ran away when I was, well, not really ran away, but when I turned 21, there was a circus that was coming through town, so I
You ran off with the circus?
Yeah.
What was your skill, man? Did you juggle? Did you breathe fire? Are you a woman with a beard?
No, nothing. Nothing glamorous whatsoever. Helped set up the big top and ran spotlights for quite a while and ultimately ended up handling elephants.
Oh, hello, everybody.
I had that problem in college, too.
Yeah, thank you. Good night. Wow, so was that easy, Al? You'd say, hey, guys, do you need anybody? Because I want to come and do it. And they were like, sure, come on board.
I would say no, definitely not. It was brutal. I mean, it was great if you like parking lots and malls.
I do actually like parking lots and malls.
That's kind of my thing.
So there were like a lot of carnies then that you were working with?
Oh, yeah. Well, it was actual three-ring circus.
Oh.
So we had a lot of performers and animals and whatnot.
What was the worst accident that you saw while on the, like, somebody trying to do a trick or something like that?
It wasn't so much that. We had an elephant freak out and run up underneath the bleachers.
Oh, damn. That's an accident.
Yeah. No, actually, nobody got hurt, which was really surprising. One of the cotton candy guys... turned Superman and ran up into the bleachers and started grabbing people, and it was pretty cool, actually.
Wow.
I'm sitting up on my perch. You know, I was safe.
Well, sorry you people are going to die, but you know what? It's a great show.
I'm good here.
Yeah, if I was you in that situation where you're safe, I'd be like, this is the greatest day ever.
You know, it's really good.
It was, yeah, it was... pretty surreal, actually.
Awesome, Al. Thank you for the call. That's really cool to hear. Because, you know, we all have these dreams of doing stuff. And running off with the circus was a lot of little boys and little girls' dreams. And now, you know, not so glamorous, really. Let's go to Jeremy in SeaTac. Jeremy, you are on the Rock.
Hey, good morning, gentlemen. Good
morning, Jeremy. What's the oddest job you've ever had?
So about 10 years ago, I was the clown with the chainsaw at a haunted house.
Oh, that's it.
Oh, those
love
are
that
the
guy.
Best. You guys are the biggest jerks of the haunted house.
Yeah, usually we got free roam, so everybody was assigned a room, and then the clowns with the chainsaws had roam to go wherever they wanted. So, yeah, if you got a good scare, you could chase somebody through the entire house. It was a lot of fun.
Yeah, you might have actually done that to me and my family a few times, Jeremy. I wouldn't be surprised if it was you, because I do remember running in panic from the clown with the chainsaw, because you just don't expect that. And then you don't expect him to keep following. You think, like, oh, you get by the room.
Right.
You're done.
No.
And you turn around. There he is again.
It's like blood in the water. Once they realize that you're scared. Hey, did anyone ever punch one of you guys because they were just so sick of you guys following them around?
Yeah, no. There was definitely different categories of people, and you had to identify them pretty quick. So you have the punchers. The goth chicks loved you. So that was a weird thing I didn't expect. But
nice. You ever hook up with one of them?
No, I didn't. I mean,
that's because Vicky wasn't in the haunted house.
Significantly, no. I mean, people would go through walls. Those were just thin little sheetrock walls, so people would fall through walls and you'd get punched, but it was part of the game. You knew it was coming.
Oh, damn. I think if I got punched, I'd be done. I'd be smacking people with that chainsaw.
I got the shadow like at one of those haunted houses. I think it was one up north, and got to be like behind the scenes and like all like the little prop doors and hide with like the clowns. And there's nothing more fun than knowing like you see somebody walking and you know they're about to get scared and you get to witness it and they don't see you. So it was like one of the most fun experiences to watch what you guys do from behind the scenes.
Yeah, best job I ever had, like for sure. It didn't pay the best, but I didn't do it for the pay.
Yeah, usually, you know what? We find that a lot with some of the great jobs that we've had is, oh, if they could have just paid a little more.
The haunted houses are so much fun. I love those, like the haunted woods, like the ones at Maris Farms. They always do it up real good.
Oh, yeah. What about the guys that got the zombies that got hit with the paintballs? I wonder how that job is.
That was one of them. Yeah, for a while, they had the paintball bus. And
loved
the zombie was coming at you. And I remember you were equipped with paintballs. And
they were
mounted to the bus. So the zombies are coming at you and you got to shoot at them. And, of course, it's just, hey, who can shoot that zombie in the nuts the most?
That's exactly what it was.
And I was one of those people. Like,
yeah. I hope they were in a cup. Let's go to Crash in Olympia. Crash, you are on the Rock.
I used to get on the city bus at the Transit Center, count how many people there were on the bus. And then every time they would make a stop, I would record how many people got off and how many people got on.
That was your job, or did you just do that normally?
That was my job, yeah. That's your tax dollars at work there.
Wow.
I feel like they could have found someone with like OCD or some kind of a situation where that's something that they just do in general, and you can be like, hey, I'll give you money for what you're doing anyway.
It's so bizarre.
Yeah,
that's a thing where I would think that would have been mechanized. I'm surprised that they actually have a human being doing that. Because, you know, you'd think that they would have some sort of scanner that would just, or a light thing that would go off every time a body went by it and figure that would be good enough.
That was in the 80s, so definitely they probably have that.
Ah,
lost that one.
There you go.
Okay, so then what was the weirdest thing you saw on the bus while you were doing that?
one person, like, never got off the bus.
They just kept staying on and off from the beginning to the end of the destination, just wouldn't leave.
Because I would do the whole route, and then I'd do all the way back, and one person just did the whole route and then went all the way back and stayed on the bus.
Damn, sometimes, you know, it's a warm place. You wonder if that's why.
Yeah, maybe so.
Yeah,
some point you'd be like, hey, buddy, you've been on the bus all day. Get off the damn bus.
Yeah, he was ruining my stats, man.
Yeah. Don't you understand? I can't go home until you actually get off the bus, sir. Come on. 206-421-ROCK. Let's go to Brett. Brett in Issaquah, you're on the Rock.
Hey, fellas. How you doing?
Not too bad, buddy. What you got for an odd job?
Well, right after I graduated high school, the summer before I started college, I got a job as a DJ at a skating rink.
There's the gig.
Yes.
Yeah. Now, here the thing about it is we were paid only in cash once a week, and my boss would pay it. We would come into his office, and he would be behind his desk chomping. He looked like the guy. He looked like Porky from the movie Porky's.
Oh, nice.
Yeah, he's chomping on the cigar, and every week when he paid us in cash, he would show us the gun in his desk.
Oh, really?
What is
that about?
Well,
to assert dominance.
Apparently, at least he told us he was an ex-cop.
Ah.
And he would just show us, hey, don't F with me. and then he would count out, and if you were the last one in that week, you would get paid all in ones.
Oh, man, that guy sounds like, he doesn't sound shady at all, does he?
No, not at all.
That's awesome.
I want to start doing that. That'd
yeah,
be awesome.
You start paying people in ones?
Oh, no, just have a gun and just pull it out at some point.
Oh, yeah, that's always a good thing to do, Steve.
Have
yeah.
a conversation here and yeah. just be like, all right, sounds good, and I yeah. just pull out my gun.
Oh, by the way, I don't know if you know, but I'm an ex-cop. Here's my piece.
That seems so like, why do you need to do that? You're paying your employees.
I guess because he's got a wad of cash. Maybe he thinks that that's what he's got to do so somebody doesn't try to jump him. I don't know. That's
That was one of that yeah, was mine.
Weird, man.
When in college, my buddy and I, we were security bouncers and DJs, like depending on the night, like you just kind of rotated. Either you were the DJ, you were the security, or the person checking the IDs for a dance club in Plattsburgh, New York, called Club DMZ. It's you know the militarized zone or whatever.
Oh,
but
yeah.
It was,
okay.
It wasn't standing for that. It was Dance Mania Zone.
Dance Mania Zone.
And okay. It was only you if you were over, I think, 18, you weren't allowed in. It was a high school dance club. It was the dumbest job ever.
What?
It was so weird.
Wow.
So you'd be like playing like stupid like dance songs, you know, like Salt and Pepper and stuff like that, and watching these awkward high school kids try and dance at Dance Mania Zone.
Oh, man.
Getting all hopped up on Mountain Dew.
Oh, that's it.
It was good times.
You didn't you didn't partake in any of the people that showed up, did you?
No.
Yeah,
no, but one girl eventually she went to college. And
once she went to college, you were like, okay.
Yeah, then. She was a freshman. I was a sophomore. We made out. That was cool.
Steve just went back to being
like, with her.
16 years old. That was cool.
I had no game. That's yeah. as good as it got.
Oh, that's awesome.
T-Mobile has invested billions to light up America's largest 5G network, from big cities to small towns, including right here in yours. And great coverage is just the beginning. Right now, families and small businesses can save up to 20% versus AT&T and Verizon when they switch. Visit your local T-Mobile store today.
Plan savings with 3 lines of T-Mobile Essentials versus comparable available plans. Plan features and taxes and fees may vary.